The opinions expressed on the ACB Media Network are those of the content providers and should not be viewed as an endorsement of any product or service. Nor does it reflect the views of the American Council of the Blind, its elected officials, or its staff.
Welcome to Speaking Out for the Blind. I'm Brian McCallan. The Orientation Center for the Blind is located in Albany, California. OCB is operated by the California Department of Rehabilitation. The center assists the state's blind job seekers with acquiring some important skills. The skills help the students adjust to vision loss and receive the tools for getting their dream jobs. California Department of Rehabilitation's Specialized Services Director, Sue Pelbath, is here to tell us about this special place. Hi, Sue.
Hi, Brian, and thanks for inviting me to speak to you all.
Glad you're here. Tell us about yourself.
Okay, well, I guess, first of all, I'm living proof of what the Department of Rehabilitation can do for people with disabilities. Obviously, by saying that, I mean I was a consumer years ago, and I'll let you know how it all started. I am totally blind today, but I was not born this way. I had perfect vision until I was 10, and then I acquired macular degeneration, and many of your listeners may know that means I was blind in the center of both eyes. Went on to live pretty normal life, large print books in those days, and I'm going to date myself. There weren't really any services like teachers of the visually impaired and whatnot. I got married. I had four children. I ended up raising six, a niece and nephew as well. I've been married forever. And while I was raising my children, I worked as a paraprofessional in special education. Eventually, I had to retire from that job because I became, while I was becoming rapidly totally blind due to retinitis pigmentosa, something the doctors did not see coming. And of course, if you're already blind in the center of both eyes, that leaves you totally blind. So finding myself without any of the skills needed to go on to reading and writing and the technology skills, the independent travel, the independent living, I retired in 2004 from that career. Then, after two really sad years of sitting on the couch and finally getting some counseling and moving forward in my life, sorry if it's TMI, in 2006, I went to the Department of Rehabilitation for services. And this is what I told my counselor when I walked in the door. I sat down and I said, I want to go to work, but I don't know how to learn. So I couldn't read or write anything. I had no skills. So eventually, I got the training I needed. I went back to college. And in 2014, I graduated with a master's degree in rehabilitation counseling and started a career with the Department of Rehabilitation.
You got right with them. That's amazing. How did the Orientation Center for the Blind get its start?
Well, some of the information we have is anecdotal, but I understand that the advocacy groups, organized blind groups, really lobbied for a training center that would provide the services and training so that people could really live their best lives outside of the supported and employment arena. And so in 1964, the Department of Rehab opened the campus in Albany, which is it's a little over 3 acres. There's a dormitory, there's a cafeteria, conference center, and a full gym, and then the administrative building with all the classrooms and offices. In the old days, way back then, actually up until COVID hit, the dormitory would house about 36 students at a time, but we stayed open through most of COVID. We only closed for a few months. We redesigned the program. And so we have now 16 students at a time in 12-week cohorts. So they get a lot more training in a lot less time.
That's very quick. OCB is operated by DOR. Mm-hmm. What are some of the skills OCB teaches?
Well, every student who comes into the 12-week immersion program will get computer and related technologies class every day. They get Braille classes every day. They have orientation and mobility classes every day. 4 hours a week of cooking class. And depending on the individual skills, they get daily living skills. One important thing you also get from OCB is we look at it as a pre-vocational training program, and job readiness is a huge part of it, but it's sort of built in organically to the whole training. So what does it look like to go to work? Well, you're up on time, you get to work on time, you're groomed, you're organized, and you're prepared for the day. So when I worked at OCB before as the counselor and the program manager, I used to sit with the students, and one of the first things I would say is, all right, this is your job. 40 hours a week of training. Your job is to show up on time and be ready, groomed, and all that stuff. And your paycheck is your training. So it was about not just the can you use a computer, can you use your cane, can you cook a meal, but it really was all of that combined. And for some people, it was very challenging. Many of our folks found themselves on the couch for years, meaning they didn't know what it was like to get up and move for 40 hours a week, right? That's a lot. So we often would tell them in advance, get up and do what you can to be active. And then other folks really couldn't because they don't have the skills to get out much. So we just meet them where they're at. The whole program is designed individually. So if you come in as a beginner computer user, that's where we start. If you're more advanced, that's where you start. And that's true for all the courses at OCB.
So how do the rehabilitation staff, teachers, and trainers at OCB, you talked about a little bit of the job rating and skills, but what about independent travel, cooking, Braille, and using all that assistive technology stuff?
Mm-hmm. So let's see. Should we do a day in the life of somebody?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. All right. So as a participant at OCB, you get up. We do provide meals every day. So 7 a.m. is breakfast. 8 a.m. is either small group where they deal with adjustment to blindness or motivational kind of exposure to different videos and such. They have a counselor that really runs that. They have, let's say your schedule is you have Braille class first. So you go into Braille. If you're a beginner, you have one-on-one Braille class with your Braille teacher. All our teachers have adult ed credentials, and they're amazing. They're just all experts in their field. They understand where you're coming from, most importantly. They understand how vulnerable someone would feel who comes in for those courses. So you learn all the way through. Some people do make it all the way through the Braille class. And you start wherever you're at. So some folks come in with the alphabet down, some are already in contractive Braille. Some of our younger folks have had Braille their whole lives. So then we can introduce other technologies, Braille displays and so on. It's always about challenging, but meeting people where they're at. Computer class, same thing. You go in, depends where you are in your training, if you've had any before. Some people are brand new. Some people are brand new at being visually impaired. So figuring out not just how to train somebody on how to use JAWS or Fusion. It's also that whole adjustment to blindness thing that's happening in every single classroom with your teachers as well. So getting you through it. Everyone has homework in computers and Braille every day. The expectation is you're going to practice your skills on the weekends and, of course, at night, get your homework done. That's Braille. Orientation and mobility. You have that class every day, either 1 hour or 2 hours. And if you're a beginner, of course, you start on the campus, cane training, orientation. Eventually, you get on the streets, and then that progresses to the more advanced travel. Some of our students come in who have those basics, so they move right into traveling on the bus, airport training, BART training, lots of apps and GPS kind of stuff introduced. Our teachers stay up on the latest and greatest. Again, though, it depends on the individual. Cooking class is a blast. They go for 2 hours twice a week. They make different meals, and it's all about using the adaptive techniques and all the devices. Some folks, have never cooked on a stove. Some people have fear. Some people have other disabilities or challenges. So we have to figure that out. Again, back to that individual approach. But they all love it. They love the cooking class, and then daily living skills. That's all individual, and it takes place either in the classroom or in your dorm room. And that's because transferring from the classroom environment to real life is really vital, so that that same transfer of skills and abilities goes home with you. I'm trying to think what else. Oh, they all get counseling. Like I mentioned, there is a rehab counselor on staff, and they all get some 1 hour a week of counseling. A lot of that is to figure out, get them through the stress of being in the program, and also helping them to get to that next level. Because what happens after OCB, the last thing we want to see is you go home and sit on the couch, and or you let people do for you like they did before you came to training. We don't want that. So it's about what's the next step and keep you moving forward.
Okay. Now, I understand the program at OCB can be physically and mentally demanding, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Why is it physically and mentally demanding, and how can the students who go there get through the program with those demands in mind?
Well, one thing we do ahead of time is I'm going to kind of jump ahead to a question you're going to ask later, because this is all pertinent. Sure. All students who come to the Orientation Center for the Blind must be consumers with the department. So they all have counselors already in where they live in their area that are setting them up for their individual plans for employment. And in that, what trainings they're going to need to get there. So those folks will arrange for the consumer to fly up if they're in Southern California, or take the train, but travel to OCB for a tour. That way they get the full tour to see other students in the program. They get two people interviewing them to answer questions and to ask them, because this situation isn't for everyone. We have had people come in a couple of weeks, it is too much. Either they've never been away from home, the stress level is too much, the fear, they're too new to vision loss, many, many reasons. Or something could be happening at home that makes it necessary for them to go back. But the tour is so informative that I'd say 95% of the time, these consumers take the tour. And then they go back and have a discussion with their counselor to see if this is what they really want to do. And then we bring them up, move them into the program, and it goes from there. We do, like I mentioned before, we have a qualified rehabilitation professional counselor on site to help them with that stress. We also have the gym, and we highly encourage, you're feeling stressed out, get in there and get on the treadmill or workout or whatever. Also, like I mentioned, all of our teachers are really incredible when it comes to being able to give that emotional support and understanding that sometimes it's physically demanding and we need to start slower. We have modified people's days where, there's multiple reasons for that, right? You could have another disability, an orthopedic disability, medications, different things. So we tailor your program to that. And in some situations, we will keep a person another 12 weeks. It's a lot of training in those 24 weeks because we have such a large staff for such small cohorts at this point. Did I answer all that?
Yeah, I think you did. I think you answered a lot of it.
Okay.
Now, I understand, is it 5 days a week they go to classes, or is it 7 days a week?
5 days a week.
Regular 5 days a week. So it's like a,
it is.
And it's a 9 to 5 sort of schedule.
Mm-hmm. It's like a work week, right?
Just like a work week. Gotcha.
Exactly. On the weekends, in the dormitory, we have a kitchen with small appliances and such. And the dorm counselors all have the expertise in supporting the consumers to, you know, practice the skills they're learning and to give them the support for their homework. And of course, we have a computer lab and all that there. So there is somewhat of an expectation that they're going to practice their skills. And the last thing we want them to do is just hibernate. We want them to socialize. And for some, like when I went to training, for some of those folks, it's their first exposure to other people with vision loss. Until I went to training, I had never met another blind person. And look how old I was. I didn't tell you, but...
You also mentioned there is a cafeteria.
Yeah.
Do you have them? Do you put like a sort of a limit on how many times they can use the cafeteria to achieve these skills, or do you actually just do like cooking exercise in the dorm on some days, go to the cafeteria on other days? Is there a process for that?
Well, it's a great question because I didn't explain it. So we have a cafeteria with a full staff of people that prepare meals 3 times a day for the students. So they go in at I think it's 7, noon, and 5 for the meals during the week. And the staff prepares that and they eat all together and it's really fun. The cooking class is a classroom with 3 separate kitchens where they learn to cook depending on their skill levels. And so it's very different. So cafeteria is a separate thing. So by the way, no one will ever starve. We don't ask them to go in there and start making their meals and eat. No. They get support both ways. And then what they learn in the cooking class, we encourage them to go and repeat over the weekends in the dorm. But there are meals 7 days a week.
All right. So I understand that it's not always going to be the 12-week go around, but there's going to be options for residentials, you know, just 2-week skills assessments, mm-hmm. even individualized day programs mm-hmm. where they don't live on the campus. Mm-hmm. Talk about these options.
Okay, so the individual day program. So if you're local in the area, and we're located in Albany, California, near Berkeley,
okay,
we have had folks who have families or situations at home that really prevents them from being able to stay overnight in the program. We can accommodate that. They can come to the program 5 days a week. We have been known to set somebody up for 3 days a week, and they just do that over a 24-week period. It's all about getting the training and services folks need. We have also had folks who are local come in for training in... It depends on the demand. You know, if we're full, it may be better for a consumer to get 1 or 2 classes or training types of trainings from our community rehabilitation programs, our vendor partners, in other words, and not go to an immersion program. If there's space, we can actually provide training in those special subject matter or subject areas. Mostly we see that though, where they can't stay overnight due to their situation at home, but they come 5 days a week. The 2-week skills assessment, is a tool designed, really for consumers and their counselors to have an idea about the actual skill level of the consumer. So, self-reporting is often very inaccurate. And it doesn't really give a real good outline for the counselor and their consumer to come up with a training plan. So a counselor will send their consumer up to OCB for a couple weeks, and the staff will assess their current skill level in all the subject areas. So, you know, somebody could come in and say, I'm an excellent traveler, and then we get them out of the signal and they are going to not be safe. So anyway, it's a real live assessment on their current skills. And then they go home and the counselor and the consumer will have a discussion about what is needed for them to move forward towards that work plan. Sometimes it's just they need more computer training. Sometimes they recommend them to come to OCB. And it just depends. Again, we're back to that individual approach to everything, right? I think I did already cover the day students.
I think you covered all that too.
All right.
So I understand it's a big admission process to get into OCB. I understand this is tour involved, but all that starts with the rehab counselor first, your local rehab counselor.
Correct. So,
so you start off with the rehab counselor, and what do they do?
Well, when you go in for services, so if you're a new consumer, and by the way, I want to tell all of you out there, if you're really thinking you want a bigger life, reach out. Because, look, I've been in your shoes. It is scary. You might feel really unsure of yourself, but you want more? Reach out to the department. They'll get you a specialized counselor in Blindfield Services. And then they'll start this process of developing your individual plan for employment. And sometimes that does entail maybe someplace like the Orientation Center for the Blind, OCB. And so again, you'll go on a tour, you'll come back, and then your counselor will fill out a referral to the OCB staff. And then they'll schedule you in and it'll start. There is zero cost to all consumers. No one pays anything. Your travel's paid for, a small stipend for expenses at OCB. Meals, housing, all that is included to along with all the training.
So after the students finish the program, mm-hmm. is there a special graduation ceremony with
yes,
caps
there
and
is.
Gowns?
No. Funny. No, there is a graduation ceremony, though. We invite families, friends. Counselors are often on the phone because they're far away. And then it's a lot of fun. The teachers will share stories about the individual. They'll roast each other, sort of, the consumers, right? Because now they've bonded over 12 weeks. Many of them make lifelong friendships.
Kind of like those little celebrity roasts.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
when I was there, I always liked to find something funny about them, too. But also to recognize that, you know, we don't realize that we've grown in skills, abilities, and as a person until we look backwards. Remember where you were and how you felt the first day you came to OCB. And now look at where you are today.
Yeah, and you'll be like, wow, I learned
right?
all this.
Yes.
This is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
You know, I think, like I said in the very beginning, I am living proof to what the department can do for you, you know, someone with a disability, not just vision loss. And if you want a bigger life, it's a lot of work. It really is a work. Commit it. Commit yourself. Reach out to us. You know, it's amazing to have a life full of purpose, if you will. My life got very, very small for those 2 years between retirement and going back out to college. It got small. It was depressing. But oh my gosh, look what I get to do now, right? So I'm excited for any of you who are going to reach out. I hope we get at least one listener who isn't out there in the world who may want some more training. And it doesn't need to be OCB, right? There's a lot of options for training. And I just want for everybody, you know, to have a bigger life.
Sue, the Orientation yeah. Center for the Blind is a good place to start if our listeners want to become independent, earn their dream careers, and live great lives. Thanks so much for joining us today. Before we go, listeners, I welcome your comments on this program. Just visit and like me on Facebook at Speaking Out for the Blind, or follow me on X at Speak Out Blind or Speak Out for the Blind. You can also check out my website at speakingoutfortheblind.weebly.com. More information on today's show is posted there. Just look under the list of episodes and show news tab. And my show archive is at speaking-out-for-a-blind.pinecast.co. That's all for this edition of Speaking Out for the Blind. Thanks for listening. And remember to speak out.
You are listening to ACB Media One, also known as Mainstream, the flagship of the ACB Media Network. The ACB Media Network is a service of the American Council of the Blind. Please visit us at acbradio.org.